Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer.
Ach, ja.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, West Coast correspondent Al Jackson and Greg Warren. You'll hear that coming up right after this.
Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Good morning, bluebird singing, sitting in the morning sun. I hear the coffee perking as another day's begun. Jump into the car and oh, I'm off to work again. Pull onto that old expressway and all that I got to say. Get out of my way, get out of my way.
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Greg Warren is here.
Hey, chick.
Bob and Tom, legendary comedian. There's Ace Cosby.
Hey.
Ace told a joke earlier. He said it was. Said
is
it was
that
a
what
joke.
That was?
Are you ready for another? There's.
Oh, that no, was not a joke.
No.
That's it.
Willie Griswold is here at the National Weather Desk.
Okay.
Right. Tell it to Al.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cool Breeze has just joined us. I'm Chick McGee. There's Tom Griswold.
Okay, let me. We're looking at a big screen, and on that big screen, kicked back in a chair.
Nice velvet
it's
chair,
Al
too.
Al Jackson, and I can't quite. Oh, I see. That's a microphone in your hand. And
explain it to the audience, please, Tom, what that is.
A sweatsuit on.
Yeah, it's a tracksuit. I told you, Tom, I go, but look, you guys don't understand. I am in my sweater phase of life for wintertime. We are transitioning to spring, summer. And I've been telling you guys for a while now, I'm into that tracksuit phase of my life. I dress like an older Asian man walking around a pond. I want to look reflective and thoughtful, but also like I like ran two 90s hip hop record labels as well.
Al, you look like a hip hop preacher that buys Gucci sunglasses out of the collection bin. You know?
Yeah, I used to be like you. I used to be like you. Yeah. Fast money, fast cars, fast women. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you where that is. It is up on the Bob and Tom Show.
Now, Al is wearing yellow sunglasses, kind of aviators.
Yeah, he is.
With the yellow glass. And also with us in the studio, comedian Greg Warren. Al is one of the featured performers on the Daily
First of all,
Blast
what up,
Live.
Greg? And Tom, I don't want to interrupt you with my plug, which I appreciate, but I think the audience needs to know, if they don't already know, Greg Warren, one of the best writers alive right now, one of the
Thank
best comics.
Al.
If he's in your area, go see him.
Yes.
Hilarious.
Thank you, Al.
Now, Al is here, Greg, to educate me. He's trying to add to my hipness, if you will.
Oh, I love this segment. It's one of my favorite things.
No, he's not here to add to it. He's here to give you hipness at all.
Right. Okay. Okay.
I just feel like, Greg, Tom has just been really... Now, I'll go as far as say undervalued by his other co-hosts in there. Tom has come so far.
Maligned.
Do you guys remember my man, 50 grand? We now know what side piece is.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks
That's
to
right.
Tom.
Yeah. That's right.
Side
Tom,
piece.
Give us another word that you know. Mm-hmm. And don't say my man, 50 grand. You'll destroy my credibility.
Okay, I've got one. It's automobile. Hoopty.
Let's just get into it. I don't like the energy, Tom. Yeah. We need to reset it. I don't like where this is going. Tom, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready. Help me here.
All right, Tom. What would it mean if you told all the fine people in that studio that somebody was continuously throwing a battery in your back? What is the phrase, "they put a battery in my back," mean?
Wow, that is odd. Man, they put a battery in my back. Does it mean that they're, it's like you're a robot and they're recharging you? Like you're
not exactly, but you're not only in the right neighborhood, you're kind of like in the right street. I like where you are.
Like they jump started me, maybe?
Yeah, kind of.
I was kind of getting there, but not quite. And then they jump started me. They put a battery in my back.
You wanted to go home, but they talked you into staying out later, and you rallied, I guess, maybe.
Oh, that's good.
I'm going to give it to Chick, because basically what it is pushing somebody to do something that they so putting a battery in somebody's back is like really amping them up. Like, dude, you could go over there and talk to that girl. Talk to her. She's looking at you. Go talk. And even though they know that she might not be, you could say, I went over there and humiliated myself, but they put a battery in my back. They kept telling me she was making eyes at me. So I went over there. So it's like a way to just say, like, your camp around you is kind of encouraging you to do something. And usually, I guess it could be positive or negative, but I usually hear it in like the more slightly negative way.
That's kind of cool, though. So it is based on a toy robot?
Well, battery.
Yeah, just like giving you power to go do something, but it's kind of like, what did they ask you to go do? So it's like, oh, he put a battery in my back to go over there and paint my house yellow, but then he kept his normal paint color. Now my house looks crazy. Oh. It's like one of those things where like you're kind of pushing somebody to do something they don't want to do.
I see.
That's... All right, so Tommy, use it in a sentence, robot. Please.
Oh, gosh.
Well,
Christy believes.
Okay, so I was at Steamboat Springs, and I was on a it was a pretty steep slope, and I thought, I'm not going to do this. And then Willie put a battery in my back, and that's when I did it and broke my neck.
There you go. Yeah, that's,
I should have stayed on the blue.
Yeah, perfect.
Funny.
Yeah, that was perfect. And speaking of breaking your neck, we interviewed Lindsey Vonn, full disclosure, it'll air today. But we interviewed her yesterday, and I was telling her, I don't know, why do you guys think that skiers, and Tom, you know this, don't get more props for being tough? Like, Lindsey Vonn has broken everything, and I've watched documentaries about skiing and like the snowboard. Mm-hmm. Like, they get really hurt, but they're kind of looked at as like these rich kids, but like they shatter their bones. Yeah, have you ever hurt yourself, Tom?
Newbie.
Not skiing. I've been real lucky, but I'm a very conservative skier. I watch myself. Willie, have you ever been hurt skiing?
Tom, this isn't about politics.
Yeah. He always skis to the right.
I always turn right when I ski. Yeah.
I tore my knee up once skiing, but that was it. I haven't broken anything.
But no, you're right. But the racing level of skiing is incredibly dangerous. Yeah. And they ice down the slopes. These people get hurt all the time. They're amazing athletes.
Al, I'm guessing Lindsey Vonn talked to you a little bit more than the other.
Oh, boy.
I wish. I can't speak on that, but it was a good interview. I'll leave it at that.
No, I'm very uncomfortable.
Yeah. It was
Did you get the digits? Oh, sorry.
See, I learned that from Al. Did I get the digits? You know what that means, Greg? Yeah,
did you get her a phone number?
Phone number. And I would assume that, knowing your track record with the ladies, I imagine you probably don't have a really thick black book, if you will.
He's speechless. Look what you've done.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
We need another word. Are you ready?
Yes, I need a new word. Thank you for the save, Al.
I got you. Tom, what is activist? Sounds like an old mouthwash.
It does.
Doesn't it? Like from the 80s?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, activist sounds like a a vitamin for people who are protesting something.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Take like, new activists before you walk across the bridge.
I like that. Activists.
I don't understand. What is it, a thing?
It is a thing. It is something you can... Oh, that might give away. It's something that it's something that you can have and it, take.
And it doesn't end
body.
In a T. It's not activist.
No, activist.
Wait, it sounds like a geritol.
And it's not activator.
No. Okay. Thanks for asking me that, though. And you're like, but while we're talking about it, can you give me some? I know you got some laying around.
This could sound really dumb, but is the act a part of it? Is that sort of like act a fool? Is that anything about this or no?
You know, it's funny because our next word was going to be act up, which is basically really? Act a fool. Yeah, but activist, if anybody doesn't have any guesses, and I didn't know this either, it's an alcohol term, but it's more like lean, which is, that's not great. Sure. But you can also just use it as booze, which when I saw this word, the reason I wanted to do it is one time I was walking into a bar and I saw this, like, this is in Miami 10, 15 years ago. And this like 25-year-old young like white girl was in front of the bar pouring alcohol into a Gatorade bottle before she went into the bar. And I just looked at her and I'll never forget. I go, what are you doing? Like, she's in front of a bar. And I go, what are you doing? And she goes, I call this my X Factor. It was the greatest thing ever. It was so funny. Like, I don't know why she needed to get drunk before she needed to get drunk, but hey, that's her life. Godspeed.
Wow. So activist is what then? I'm confused.
Activist is basically just like really, really strong booze. So like, hey, you know, we got some activists over here. Like, let's I guess it would activate you to go out for the rest of the evening. I am not in that world of going out anymore, but I'm assuming that's what it is. Tommy, you ready for your last one?
Yes, I am, sir. Go ahead.
Tough phrase. This is going to be hard. All right. But Tom, I believe in you.
Thank you.
We've had the word before. So when you hear the phrase, don't panic. It's going to be tough.
Okay.
The phrase is, Tom, it's looking very oppy out here. What is oppy? Like hoppy without the H. What does oppy mean?
I mean, a lot of opportunity.
First of all, I like the positive spin.
Most of these women have been downing a lot of activists. I wasn't going to do anything. I wasn't going to do anything, but Al put a battery in my ass. I mean, a battery in my back. And I went to talk. I went to talk to her, but she wasn't ever ready.
Oh, battery joke.
How did I do?
That was that you used it wrong, but the sentence and the explanation for everything was so great that I'm just going to give it to you on that one. That was really great. Oppy, you looked at it as like a positive thing, which
opportunity.
That's a great way to go through life. What else can op be short for?
Opposition?
Yes. So in the world of hip hop, when you say somebody's an op, that's your enemy. That's somebody that you battle against. Or
so it's like the West Coast, East Coast thing?
Or just like somebody in your life, like we look, everybody listening right now has somebody that you know, you guys, whether it's said or not, there are people you compete with. Like you look at Facebook and like, oh, he got a boat. Okay. Like you there's whatever you say, we all compete with somebody.
Like Greg and
you call that. Call that person your op.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Oh,
so what does oppie out here mean? What does that mean?
I have a lot of competition.
There's a lot of haters out here.
Yeah.
That's what it means. All your opposition is out here and they're forming against you. So you're like, look, I don't know what it is, but since Daily Blast Live, I've been doing good. It's starting to get real oppy out here.
Yeah. So like when Greg Warren comes in the show, he goes, well, I didn't want to do it, but my manager put a battery in my back and I went in to do the Bob and Tom show. It's getting a lot of oppy in there.
It was oppy when I walked in here this morning.
That's unbelievable. Yeah, except for me.
Extremely oppy.
Except for him.
No, you were. You didn't even look at me.
Yes, I did. I checked out your haircut and started insulting it.
You called him Greg Hahn.
I told him to speak up.
I was just wishful thinking.
It remains oppy, doesn't it?
See? Wow.
Yeah, it's got a little
I'm
more
demonstrating oppy.
Honestly, this is why Tom gets away with so much because show after show, he kind of like just under the radar. He's nice. He lets people poke at him. They poke the bear. And then Tom comes with a vicious attack like that. And Greg, who is a professional comedian, and I am a professional comedian, was not ready for that.
He lulls you into a sense of fun and friendliness.
I wasn't ready.
Whatever you
I thought I was among friends.
Hey, whatever you say, Roy Wood, whatever you say.
Yeah. See, but what I was demonstrating what Oppie means. So it might be perceived that this is an Oppie environment. This particular sphere for Greg is extremely Oppie.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I think, Tom, I think you like that phrase.
Well, I like that word. I like that. I wouldn't have used it if you hadn't put a battery in my back.
But I don't think you like... You don't have to try to be a dick.
No. He really comes naturally.
He's in believe in yourself.
He's just rolling down the hill.
So what you're saying is I don't need to have Al put a battery in my back.
No. This thing comes naturally to you. Batteries installed.
Batteries included.
Two AA batteries. Oh, yeah.
But, do you guys look differently at products when they come with a couple batteries? It's like, oh, this is high end. Like when they come with two batteries and that little piece of plastic, you're like, oh, and I don't have to go out to CVS? Okay,
yeah.
I like
this. But the problem with that, Al, is those batteries, they're always the worst ones that after a week they've exploded in your toy.
Yes.
I just pried a pair out of a flashlight last week.
Yeah.
They melt or something.
Ace got me some great Colts batteries, but they don't really work after January.
Wow. Colts fans already just turning your back on such a great team. Just because y'all didn't end great, that no relationship ends good. Okay? Y'all had a dope season. Stop being greedy, Colts fans. You found your franchise running back. Okay. I love it. Right. I love what y'all doing.
Are you able to say the words Cleveland Guardians out loud, Al, being a Clevelander?
You know what it's going to be? You know how, like, when the new year happens and you're still signing your checks?
Sure.
From the year before, that's what the Guardians are. I think I just have to say it a couple times, but, like, Cleveland Guardians sounds like an advocacy program for at-risk youth, you know? I got to wrap my head around
it. Does. It really does. Yeah,
they were going to name them the Stepchildren, but they went with Guardians.
I like that team, though, man. It's a young team, and they got a lot going
on. I can't say the name without throwing up in my mouth.
The Guardians are, look, Greg, the Guardians for years, they're like one of those teams that we were really good in 96. I think we played the Braves in 97. We had a couple like really good years. Obviously, I think 2016.
They didn't all start every position in the 90s.
Yeah.
I said it right there. The Guardians have been pretty. We've been like the Utah Jazz of baseball. Like we're competitive every year.
Their salary. They spend less money than a WNBA team at this point. Yeah. It's like $30 million or something.
Now, Al, when you were a kid, did you have an autographed glove or ball from any of the Cleveland Indians?
First of all, absolutely. I had a glove signed by Joey Bell before he was Albert Bell.
Yeah. How much did he charge you for that autograph?
Yeah. He was one of the original. He's one of those guys that was just like before his time in terms of ESPN 30 for 30 of just a crazy person who could just hit the ball. Yes. And they were just like these crazy people in sports like before. Like, I wonder if like people like that would even make it now because they would tweet something or do something. But like Albert Bell was like, remember, like he hit a home run and he got accused of being on steroids and he came out and pointed to his bicep. And then later that night, he ran over some Halloween kids and threw rocks at his house. Yeah. Insane person. Yep. It was the best. I miss crazy people.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.